Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
A partly cloudy day expected in Pretoria tomorrow with a midday peak of 34 degrees. Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 29, Polokwane 28.
On the roads, you are looking at delays on the N1 South currently. There was an accident earlier at Albertina Sisulu. Traffic is backed up from just before Malibongwe Drive. It's almost 90 minutes on that highway that you are going to sit. And then just over an hour's delays as well on the N3 South, basically from Sandton all the way to Germiston.
Yeah, Rose, speaking of 90 minutes, it's going to be a hectic 90 minutes tomorrow as Jose Rivero looks up to back up last year's success in the Soweto Derby and Real Madrid to take on Manchester City in the Champions League knockouts.
Bad news, stage 3 load shedding officially kicks in at this hour. This after more than 10 months of uninterrupted power supply. Eskom has blamed recent breakdowns and repairs as well as low energy reserves for the implementation of rolling power cuts. Here's Group CEO Dan Morricone.
This week, we experienced over a two-day period, multiple unit trips, two key units, and those necessitated that our reserves be relied on at a higher level than would otherwise do. So we have used reserves at a level that is higher than would usually been the case.
Now, load shedding comes a day after the National Energy Regulator, NERSA, denied Eskom's request for a 36% tariff hike. Agricultural economist Wandile Sihlobo says the latest Eskom tariff increase will affect farmers negatively. Eskom was granted a 12% increase in the electricity price effective from April.
All of our fruit and vegetables are under irrigation, 20% of our field crops under irrigation, and of course, much of what happens in livestock and dairy. So the increase in the electricity prices do add immense pressure on farmers, which is why now progressively you are seeing some of the farmers switching to renewables.
Energy expert Chris Yelland, however, believes these latest power cuts could have been avoided.
What does surprise me is that, you know, they have not taken the opportunity of this 10 months without load shedding to increase their storage tank capacity at the OCGT's open cycle gas turbine. I would have thought that that would be a relatively quick and easy option and a relatively low cost option. But I'm surprised that they still do not have adequate storage capacity to cater for such emergencies.
In other news, Action SA has welcomed the decision to pause the renaming of Sandton Drive to honour Palestinian politician Leila Khalid in Johannesburg. The political committee agreed to pause the implementation of the resolution while a process to build consensus on the matter is pursued. Two suspected rhino poachers have been arrested after they were linked to a series of attacks on rhinos at the Madikwe Game Reserve in the northwest nearly 2 years ago. According to anti-poaching regulations, Save the Rhino, 499 rhinos were killed in South Africa in 2023. Here's Northwest Police spokesperson Sabata Makwabore.
The accused has been on the radar following the linkage to four rhino poaching cases reported between June and August 2023 in the Madikwe Game Reserve. Ensuing investigations into the matter led the team to Skandaf in Soshanguve, where the second suspect was caught on Thursday, the 30th of January.
And finally, we end off in the US, where a Michigan woman bought a stack of scratch-off lottery tickets to give as gifts for Christmas. And the only one she kept for herself turned out to be a $1 million winner. What does she plan to do with all this money? Well, the 66-year-old says she plans to use some of her winnings to travel and the rest will go towards her savings. I'm Chanel Subdemon, het video hoofdnieuws, die eerfase drie beerkracht voor het ambtelijk landwijd toegepas.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the
ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, goodbye.